Welcome back to Dad Mode Activated, Fatherhood Unfiltered. I'm Matt, dad of five, husband, and your go-to guy for navigating the beautiful chaos of fatherhood. If this is your first time listening, welcome. You're in for a mix of laughs, real talk, and hopefully some useful takeaways about this crazy journey we call parenting. Last week, I shared my story, how I became a dad, blended a family of five, learned some tough lessons along the way, and today we're diving into the dad toolbox. These are skills, hacks, habits, things you pick up along the way as a dad, even when you feel like you're making it up as you go. Being a dad isn't about having all the answers. It's about being resourceful, present, maybe a little creative with duct tape. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's activate dad mode. Let's start by talking about where this dad toolbox comes from. It doesn't arrive the first day your child is born. There's no gift basket labeled essential dad tools. That'd be nice. Instead, it's something you'd build over time through experience, mistakes, and the occasional, why did I think this would work, or what the heck happened here? I'll never forget the first time I had to assemble a crib. I was basically staring at what felt like a million pieces, wondering why I didn't just hire somebody to do this. It took me a little over 3 hours, if I recall. Minor argument with the instructions, because we don't always agree, and one smashed finger, but I got it done, especially that little part that holds the mattress, that wire mesh thing. Oh my goodness. Looking back, that was one of my first dad toolbox moments. It wasn't about perfection. It was really just about figuring it out and getting it done, even when it wasn't pretty. As a dad, you're really constantly learning on the job. Some skills, like changing a diaper, you pick up pretty quickly. Others, like how to get your toddler to stay in bed, which is still a struggle today, honestly. But it takes a bit longer, and sometimes it involves some kind of creative, innovative negotiation. But really, here's the thing. Every challenge you face as a dad adds something to your toolbox. Whether it's patience, problem solving, or the ability to function on 3 hours of sleep, which is a pretty common occurrence, you're growing and evolving with every new experience. And the best part, you don't have to do it alone. That's what this podcast and this community is here for. All right, so let's break it down. What are the must-have skills for every dad's toolbox? So I've got a few of them and then one bonus one that's not in my notes, but I'm pretty sure you guys will relate. Skill number one, the fixer mentality. So as a dad, you're automatically designated the fixer in the family. So broken toys, squeaky doors, wobbly chairs, really anything you can name, you're expected to fix it. Dishwasher, had to do that more than once. I've learned that being a fixer isn't just about having the right tools, it's about having the mindset that says, I may not know how to fix this yet, but I will figure it out. I remember one time, it was a long time ago, holy cow, my oldest son had handed me a remote control car. He had somehow managed to remove the wheel, and then he looked at me, dead serious, completely confident, and he's like, yeah, you can fix anything, right? Yeah, so no pressure at all. After some trial and error and a lot of Googling, because back then I had no idea what I was doing, I did get the tire put back on the car and it was running again. But what really made it worthwhile was the look on his face when it worked, for the short time that it worked. I had to fix it more than once, but that's beside the point. It really was worth every second. Skill number two, the art of distraction. This one's actually pretty critical. So when meltdowns happen, and they will, the ability to redirect your child's attention is invaluable. Whether it's turning a tantrum into a game, making up a silly story, something to diffuse the situation or the tension, really a distraction is a tool every dad needs. Skill number three, patience in the chaos. Patience is probably one of the most underrated dad skills. It's not just about staying calm during a tantrum. It's about knowing when to pick your battles. Sometimes you let them wear mismatched socks to school. Who cares? I mean, other times you stand your ground about eating vegetables, the more important things, nutritional things, life lesson type of things. The trick is really figuring out what matters and just letting the rest go, the little stuff. Skill number four, the human jungle gym. Ugh, let's be honest. So kids don't see us as people from a dad perspective. They see us as climbing structures, piggyback rides, let me get up on your shoulders, let's wrestle, all of the things that come with that. While it can be exhausting, it's also one of the ways that they connect with us, really. So my advice here for this skill in particular is just embrace it. Admittedly, these moments won't last forever. My oldest son, we don't wrestle anymore, he's 18. He would probably win. No, I don't think he would. He wouldn't. Skill number five, problem solving under pressure. So, again, pretty critical. Whether you're trying to improvise a meal, you're out of groceries, finding a way to entertain the kids on rainy days, you just have to be that problem solver. And that's one of the scenarios where it's really applicable to be a problem solver. So the best part is, every problem you solve gives you more confidence for the next one. So they aren't just practical skills, they're ways of showing your kids that you're there for them, even in the small things. And trust me, to them, the small things do matter. They will remember stuff from 10 years ago, and they'll just blindside you with it. Some good, some bad. Mostly good. So now that we've kind of covered those essential skills, there's one bonus skill, like I said, that really all dads have, you know, and that's the dad voice. And I'm sure a lot of you know what that means. It's that little bit of extra bass that you can throw in there where the kids know that you're serious. All right, guys, I'm not playing. Go clean your room. It kind of works. Do you feel like cleaning your room? Maybe. I've had a lot more success with that than, you know, playing the nice, you know, oh, please, please go clean your room. It just doesn't have the same effect. But now we can talk about some practical kind of hacks to make your life a little easier. The dad bag. So this was really important early on when my kids were much younger. Snacks, Band-Aids, wet wipes, hand sanitizer. Super important. Even a small flashlight I think I had in there. I had duct tape in that thing too, just because. And I'm sure I've used it more than once. I'm just having a hard time recalling. But it's definitely saved me more times than I can count. And it sounds silly. I mean, really, the bag can be anything. I think mine was a Kroger grocery bag. And I just kept it in my truck. That's just what I did on a regular basis. The timer trick is hack number two. If you've got kids fighting over toys or screen time, seriously, a timer can be your best friend. You set the timer. When it goes off, it's the next kid's turn. It really does keep things fair, and it's predictable for the kids. And it teaches them about sharing and taking turns, you know, moving on to the next activity, those types of things. Hack number three, I'd have to say, is like the treasure hunt game. It's great for keeping the kids entertained when you're out and about. For example, you go to the grocery store, what have you, the mall. You can turn those ordinary adventures into kind of a treasure hunt. So something simple like find something blue in the store, or, you know, find the guy that's bald. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of those around. I don't know. But, you know, things like that do happen. Hack number four, the bedtime wind down. Super complicated. I don't care who you are. Kids can be super easy. I want to go to bed, what have you. But at some point, this will rear its head. But getting kids to settle down at night, it really can feel impossible. One thing that really works is a consistent bedtime routine. We don't necessarily go through and dim the lights, read a bedtime story, or, you know, play that calm music. You know, Alexa, play thunderstorm sounds, make my kid go to sleep. It doesn't have the same effect. But being consistent on when you go to bed and what that routine looks like, you know, whether you're a melatonin family or whatever your routine looks like, try to keep it about the same time and you'll have a lot more success with transitioning them to going to bed and staying in bed. Hack number five is the emergency backup plan. So no matter what you do, everything has a plan B, just in case anything goes sideways. It could be a backup dinner idea, you know, DoorDash, things like that. Depending on your circumstances, it could be, we're going to eat ramen noodles. You're going to reheat the oven pizza that I cooked yesterday and you didn't eat all of. It can be a number of things, but always making sure you have a fallback plan will definitely make your job a lot easier. It'll preserve some of your sanity as well. And really, something to keep in mind, hacks aren't something that are meant to be perfect. It's really about being prepared for the unexpected and making the most of the moments you have with your kids so that you can kind of focus on the important stuff. At the end of the day, the Dad Toolbox is not just about skills and hacks. It's about what tools represent things like love, commitment, showing up for your kids no matter what. Your kids don't need a perfect dad. In fact, there probably isn't one. They just need you to be present. Someone who's willing, really, to get on the floor and play, fix broken toys, fix broken stuff in general. Laugh at the jokes. Oh, there's so many. And no matter how terrible they are, they're hilarious every time. Add to it. It's actually a lot of fun. And the tools you build as a dad is really your way of saying, I'm here for you. They're the little things that show your kids that they're loved, they're supported, you're flexible, they're safe, they can operate, you know, how they feel comfortable, and you can really get to know their true selves once you kind of open it up a little bit with some of these tips. But whether you're nailing it, figuring it out as you go, you really just have to remember that every effort you make does matter. Every time you show up, you're building a legacy of love, laughter. You know, your kids will remember those things and they'll carry it with them forever, really. And that's it. That's it for today's episode of Dad Mode Activated. I really hope you found some funny pieces, some inspiration, maybe even a new trick or two for your dad toolbox. But before I go, I do want to hear from you. You know, what kind of things are in your dad toolbox? Do you have a favorite hack or skill? Something that saved the day more times than you can count? Share it with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, well, X, whatever it's called now. I even have a group on LinkedIn, YouTube. It's all Dad Mode Activated, so you can pretty much find me anywhere. And truth be told, if I can get a few of you to give me some of those ideas, I have no problem calling you out on the show, sharing it with the group, just to make sure everyone understands that we are kind of in this together. Next week, I do plan to talk about the balancing act, so work, life, dad life. We'll dive into how to manage your time, prioritize what matters, and still find space for what you love, even though it can feel pretty overwhelming at times. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with a fellow dad, really anyone who could use a good laugh. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep showing up, keep laughing, and keep activating Dad Mode. You've got this.